DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But they all have their list. Top quarterbacks, top divisions. I mean, you name it, there's always a list. Put a list out and they got it. So ESPN was tasked. The biggest surprise for each team coming out of training camp or going to training camp. And when you think of Chiefs, you know, what are you thinking? Who's going to be the biggest surprise? You can text in 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Feel free to text in who you consider maybe going to be the biggest surprise for the Kansas City Chiefs, what you've maybe seen or heard from rookie minicamp and mandatory minicamp and the expectations going forward. You would think, okay, maybe it's George Karloftis. You know, he's already a guy that's been a damn good player, but you think, all right, this is where he takes that next step. This is where he gets that career high in sacks. This is where he gets 12 sacks in this season. Maybe it's Trent McDuffie just, you know, solidifying himself as the best corner in the National Football League. Maybe those are your choices. Maybe Isaiah Pacheco, you know, has that complete bounce back and finally gets 1,000 yards. He hadn't got, of course, has been injured. Last year's got a couple rings. I think, okay, maybe it's Isaiah Pacheco because they bring in Kareem Hunt. They go out and get Elijah Mitchell, draft Breshad Smith, and maybe having the pressure and other guys to look over your shoulder, you think maybe that's the guy. I don't know, man, but ESPN picked Breshad Smith. The seventh round running. I know Rob loves running backs, man. I know Rob is big. I'm kidding, by the way. I mean, I think Rob likes him, but maybe not in the first round or second round. Well, Breshad Smith, Rob, a seventh-round pick, man. The Chiefs got – you know what? As Chris Unocero and I sat here covering the entire draft, you know, we kept doing waiting and waiting and waiting. Is it going to happen? Is it ever going to happen? Then, boom, the seventh round, they make a trade with the Patriots. They go out and get Breshad Smith out of SMU. And this is what ESPN said about him. Said, judging from how he was utilized in offseason practices, the Chiefs have plans for Smith. A seventh-round pick out of SMU. Smith was a wide receiver in college. He was a wide receiver down at the U before really not having much wear and tear on his body until this final year, this last year, when he was at SMU. But regardless, they say Smith was a wide receiver in college before moving to running back for his final season. And the Chiefs showcased his versatility by getting the ball out of the backfield. From the slot, split out wide, Smith, of course, ran a 4.39 40 at the combine, so will fit in with other fast players. They mentioned Xavier Worthy. By the way, that's 4.21, fastest 40 time ever at the combine. Hollywood Brown, which is a 4.29 guy. And then they put Elijah Mitchell, which, by the way, ran a 4.32. And also, don't mention my dude, Tyquan Thornton-Rhum, who's going to be trying to make this team as a sixth or seventh wide receiver. Do you realize that Tyquan actually had a 4.21 initially, and they thought he broke John Ross's record? This is before Worthy. Did you realize that's what they clocked Tyquan at?
I didn't know Tyquan was your guy either.
Well, he's not, Rob, but he hit the camp guy. So he's not, but I'm rooting for Tyquan, all right? I heard good things about Tyquan. So I've always, he was second round pick, but he ran a 4.21. That's what it was clocked at. But then when they go back and look at the tape and the film and everything, so they end up giving him a 429, which it's nothing to sneeze at as far as that's concerned. But there was about an hour or so that he thought he was the fastest man alive and beating John Ross's 40 time. But regardless, the Chiefs are just fast. They're just the speed is back, man. This team has the speed. But Rashard Smith is interesting to me. And there was other running backs that went earlier, a lot earlier in the draft, that you're kind of hoping for, at least I was. I know Chris was. We're looking and saying, all right, the Chiefs going to get, you know, Quinshon Judkins. But no, the Browns going to take two running backs, which is crazy. So all of a sudden you sit here and you go, Rashard Smith. Well, he's got that SMU going for him. Of course, Clark Hunt from SMU. But Rashard Smith is interesting. I don't see him as a bell cow. Matter of fact, I look at this draft as a lot of role players, to be honest with you. There's a few guys you would say, all right, this guy is going to be a starter. Like Josh Simmons, probably going to be a starter. Whether it happens this year, later in the year, or next year, obviously the injury, the patellar tendon, it's going to take Simmons a little while. But clearly, that's going to be a starter. I think Noel Williams could be the starter for this team out of this rookie class that we have. But Rashard Smith, who they put. And you think about it, Rob, I can't think of a guy more perfect for what Andy Reid wants. I mean, this is getting the ball. And, of course, the Chiefs had, what, only six passes last year, over 25 yards, air yards. This is a guy that can do it. The wheel route out of the backfield, he can do it. Like, I can imagine on second down, certain packages, he's split out wide, he's in the slot. He's doing a lot of things besides just being a running back, going to motion, getting a lot. Like, they can utilize Rashard Smith in a lot of different ways. And, of course, he can carry the football as well. But using his skills out of the backfield as that receiver, and I know they've worked on Isaiah Pacheco and his hands at training camp and all that, and P. Ryan gave the Chiefs a little bit of that last year, a guy that can steadily catch the ball out of the backfield, and don't sleep on Kareem Hunt. He can do the same thing. But I see Rashard Smith as a type of guy that can make a difference, and I think there's going to be times you look at the Chiefs' season, you say, man, it's 3rd-and-7. He just ran a wheel route for like 25 yards. Like, I can see Rashard Smith doing that. I like it, but again, I'm not saying a 7th-round pick should be your standout guy at training camp to this point, Rob. And I'll put this, Rashard Smith in previous years probably would have been a 4th or 5th rounder, not 7th.
So I don't want to come off like I'm anti-Rashard Smith, but if Rashard Smith is the biggest surprise to the Kansas City Chiefs, it means one of two things. One, Isaiah Pacheco got hurt again, which is possible. He battled injury most of last season. I know that he battled a little bit of a nagging injury the year they beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Isaiah Pacheco could get hurt. That happens to the position. Or two, Kareem Hunt continues his regression, because as much as he was, when he first showed up in Kansas City last year, super important to the Chiefs finding some success, he ended the season with, what, a 3.8 yard, or even maybe worse than that, per carry.
Yeah.
He was a little bit of volume, not quality type running back. Either he's going to continue to regress and not be the guy Chiefs fans think, or Isaiah Pacheco gets hurt. Because the way the depth chart is currently listed, Rashard Smith is a third stringer. So for a third stringer to be a surprise, you're going to have to do something pretty impressive to surprise people, not just be a rotational, makes a few plays, a few ooh and ah moments. So I don't know he's a good surprise candidate because, and maybe it's semantics, I don't know what a surprise would be for Rashard Smith, because I don't think he's getting more than 250, maybe 300 yards on the ground this year unless something is going wrong at the guys in front of him. And in that world, I don't think it's a
like,
surprise.
Like, I'm with you on this. Like, shockingly, I could. When it comes to running backs and stuff, I've kind of backed up a little bit when it comes to them and their value. And I know that everybody was enamored by what Saquon Barkley did last year. Look, an NFL running back and be the difference on your team. And yes, Derrick Henry did great things in Baltimore, although no rings. Yes, Saquon brought a ring, but the Super Bowl wasn't about Saquon. I mean, he was just a piece. That the Super Bowl was about their defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.